Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Billy the Brain, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400 or streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people have to say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, then you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right, with the emphasis on the right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. If you're out of the county, it's 805 area code 639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today is Friday, so you know that if you're a regular listener, it's Fun Friday today. So we're going to jump right into it with our first guest. There's obviously no need to tell anybody here in Ventura County that these are hard economic times for many residents. In fact, if you looked at the newspaper this week, you saw our unemployment rate jumped up just a little bit as well. Many people are out of work. They're either underemployed or even low on money. While much of the economy is taking a beating, business is booming for job placement companies, career counseling, debt reduction companies, and the like. What most consumers don't know, however, is many of these companies are simply selling services that are freely available from our government. Our first guest is fed up with job placement and consumer credit profiteers. Many of you have seen our first guest on television. He's the man running around with the question marks on his suit, shouting the government has money to give away for free if only you know where to look. His company, Information USA, is the leader in helping people take advantage of grants and government money. He has the largest money database in the industry. He offers free grant writing help, and he's the one who can tell you how to get, say $10,000 for your teaching certificate, $150,000 in government contracts for your business, 3,500 green job training scholarships, and so forth and so forth. Matthew Lesko, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know you guys had NPR.
Oh, we're just like NPR, only on the right. That's all. That's
you
it.
What? Oh, so it isn't an affiliate.
No, we're not an NPR affiliate. Oh, I wish. Maybe in someday. But no, right now we're an independent radio station here in Ventura County. Yeah. Hey, it's great to have you.
I was a regular on NPR, like, you know, back in when it first started, like the beginning of the 80s or something like that.
And I remember that, too.
Oh,
I remember hearing you on the,
you're showing your age.
Well, yes, I am. And for those who know, Billy the Brain is no spring chicken. Matthew, it would surprise you to know I've got grandchildren and everything. It's just an amazing thing.
God, you did your homework, too. Listen to that introduction. You actually read something.
Are you kidding?
You are like public radio.
Oh, man, I'm going to honor you as our guest. You are one of the famous guests that we've had on this week. I really love having you on the show. You're an absolute hoot. Last time I talked to you, you were waist deep in snow back in Maryland. How are things today?
Well, 100 degrees.
You know, from one extreme to the other.
Heat. I don't know. I sort of like it. I like exercising and sweating. You know, I don't know why.
Well, you're in the right place in Maryland if you want to sweat. That is the truth. In summertime, that's what it is.
Are you from out in California originally?
Not originally. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri originally, in the middle of the country. And believe me, I know humidity.
It's sticky in the summer there, too, doesn't it?
Very much like Baltimore. I mean, if the two cities that I would compare, it would be Baltimore
right.
And St. Louis.
Yeah.
Well, hey, welcome to the show. And the reason that I'm having you on the show today is because you've actually compiled one of those top 10 lists. And I just love lists, especially on Fun Friday. Your top 10 list, though, is the top 10 list of dumb things people do when they're low on money. So I want to go over this because some of our folks here in Ventura County are, they're struggling a little bit. And so on your list, let's just run down the list.
Okay.
Number 10 on the list, pay an invention company to work with your idea. Now, I see these on TV, on late night TV all the time. Get your idea patented.
I hate them.
Why is that?
These are the top 10 people I hate, I guess. I mean, it's funny because people just don't know their options, and maybe I'm like that too, so I hate to be too beat up these people too badly. Yeah. But they're really playing off people not knowing their options. So you hear invention wanted, you know, or inventors wanted, and they're we'll help you, you know, no matter what kind of invention you have. And I guess they do to a certain extent. But they're going to get tens of thousands of dollars from you maybe eventually before. I mean, it'll start with a few grand. It'll keep going and going and going. And it's because you don't know. And so someone calls you up and is nice to you, and it sounds like it's going to solve your problem, sort of like a politician, yeah?
Well, Matthew, tens of thousands of dollars? I mean,
yeah,
that's a staggering number.
That. You know, it's easy to spend $5,000-$10,000 with these people. Yeah, you know? And that's what hurts me. I see the people doing that, and they'll do some kind of market study for you, who knows what, you know, and you could, but the most important thing, you can get it better for free.
Well, that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that, where do you go to get information
well,
on an invention?
It's funny you asked that. But actually, you don't, you know, everything I do, I plagiarize, you know. So there's no magic in what I do. I'm just digging ditches. And, you know, but we're all like that in the media kind of thing. We're what Robert Rice used to say, reinventing reality. You know, we take information that's already out there, paint a little different, and
and repackage it.
Exactly, and that's a whole, you know, whether you're an accountant or you're in broadcasting like you, or you're someone like me, you know, just massaging information, and unfortunately that's a growth industry now.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that people would be taking advantage, because we need inventions, we need new
absolutely.
Businesses and startups more than ever right now.
And that's why the government is interested in. Because, you know, if you turn out to be another Apple, man.
Man. Cha-ching.
Exactly. So we have, I mean, the place to go when you're stuck like this, you don't even have to go to me. You call your congressman, elected official. Remember, they're there. And actually, they're the people with the most incentive to help you. Because just think, if you called your congressman right now and say, hey, I'm an inventor, you know, is there a place to help or whatever? They'll hook you up with what's called the business development centers.
Okay.
And they're all around the country, and why they're every county right there in Ventura, you know, they're around too. They're usually hooked up with a local community college or something like this. And so they'll bring you in and have an appointment for free, you know, and an expert who's helping people day in and day out for this for free. And what's so neat about these people and working with these kind of people versus your guy you're going to call who wants thousands of dollars from you is, see, that guy who's calling you, like me or whatever, he's always worrying about his next payday, too. So he's wondering how I could get more money from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After I get the first amount of money for you. So, but these people don't. You're not paying them. Yeah. You know? So their only motive is to help you, not to figure out how to get more money from you.
Well, I like that. We're talking to Matthew Lesko, everybody, and the whole idea of business development centers is a great idea, but with the government cutbacks and the funding issues that we're going to have over the next few years, do you think we're going to see a cutback in these kinds of services?
I hear this. You know, I've been doing this almost 25, 30 years now.
Mm.
You blew my cover earlier. And I remember when Reagan came to town, you know, saying, oh, Lesko, you're going to be out of business, you know. And the truth is, you know, everybody, whoever, it grows no matter who's in town, you know, I've seen. Hmm. Sure, we're going to have to cut back something. I don't know what, where, whatever. And it'll be, you know, on the margins or something. And tell you the truth, even if they cut it in half, there's so much. You know, like so I used to say, oh, I got a 1,000-page book. So now I only have a 500-page book.
Right. Okay. We're talking to Matthew Lesko, everybody. He has got a list, the top 10 dumb things that people do when they're low on money. Now, this one, number 9, intrigues me. Pay for your prescription drugs. I mean, yeah. If there's something that I need, good times or bad times, if I'm on a med, I need my prescription drugs. So how do you get around that?
This is not even, some of them are government programs, but a lot of it's through the pharmaceutical companies themselves. And every pharmaceutical company has this program. It's wonderful. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're a senior. You're a 12-year-old kid and need Ritalin or whatever. And it's most of our income-based, but the income will go up to $40,000 or $50,000.
Wow.
And it's really, I mean, that's what I mean. People don't know. Doctors don't know. See, we've done undercover survey where we call up doctors and say, Mom, my grandmother needs this or whatever. You know, and like 84% of the doctors didn't know about these programs. They can't. You know, it's like asking you about something in radio.
Right.
You're in it every day, but it's impossible. We live in such a complicated society, so even the experts don't know. And so somebody with a white coat on, you know, they prescribe a drug for you, and you say, oh, I'm not covered, I don't know, and they give you a couple of samples, and then you're out the door and you're on your own.
Well, isn't that part of the problem right there, though, Matthew? Is that the doctors are tied in with the drug companies through the samples. They get all the free samples and all of the other things that go along with it. There's no incentive for them to move you to a free place.
Exactly. because you know, the people there, and they should. I mean, you know, drug companies do this program really to I guess, satisfy their soul in a way. They're making so much money. But it is. Contact the drug manufacturer. They have, it's usually called a patient assistance program.
Patient assistance.
Right. And that's all pharmacists usually know about them. Call your local library. That's another thing. People don't realize how great libraries are, and they know all this stuff.
Well, they do. And sadly here, Matthew, we've had in the city of Ventura itself, we had three libraries. We had to close one with the economic downturn. That still leaves two. I mean, don't be too sad over the whole situation. But the reality is that, yes, libraries are the most underutilized resource we have.
That's right. Even people without PCs, because, you know, if you're not online, I mean, you're being cut out of what's going on in our life, you know. And so go to the library. I mean, many of them even have trained you to be online. I mean, I've been in libraries where they have, you know, keyboards in other languages, you know, and things like that. You know.
Well, you live in a nice area.
Right, and free online services or even free services on learning English, you know, and things like this. I mean, it's amazing. Actually, another place to learn English is that your one-stop labor information centers have usually free courses for people who have trouble, you know. The immigrant community have trouble with the language, because that's another thing. Man, being online and learning English, man, if you don't have those two things in our country right now, the world is going to pass you by.
Good advice. We're talking to Matthew Lesko, everybody. And speaking of training, that brings us to number 8 on your list, and that is pay money to take a training course if you're unemployed.
And that's big money. You know, every state has it. It's a one-stop labor information. You're out of work. They have training money up to about $8,000-$10,000 for you to get to take a, you know, you want to become a massage therapist because you were in the buggy whip manufacturer business or something. And you're old enough to know that. You know, that was always the example back in the 60s or whatever. You know, nobody even knows what that we're talking about.
Nowadays, it's an encyclopedia salesman.
Right, exactly. You know, which reminds me, I remember when I was in Taiwan back in the, you know, oh God, I talk like an old fart. Vietnam War. You know, on the street, they were selling the Encyclopedia Britannica for like $1 because you know, they have no copyrights there. You know, I always thought, oh, my books will be there, you know, for $1. Training, right, for training for new skills. So we have this job. And it's not only for you looking for a job, like at the radio station there. Let's say you want to train your receptionist to be more customer service oriented and to send her to a course or him to a customer service training course. Mm-hmm. Call them. You know, they have money to pay for this kind of stuff, you know. And people, you're trying to get a job, and they say, well, you don't know Excel and word processing and things like that. Or I talked to a friend of mine who was trying to apply for a job, and she didn't know grant writing.
Okay.
So the state sent her to a grant writing course, so you get that job. See, that's the kind of money. So as a, you want to improve, you're at a current job, you say, hey, they're going to lay me off if I don't have more skills. Show your employer how to get that money to train you so you're more valuable. I mean, that's a key, you know, in keeping a job today is being skilled. I mean, there's two ways to succeed, I think, in the, you know, in the job market is one, create your own job.
Right.
Or two, have enough skills and education and training that if somebody fires you, man, you just go across the street and get a better job than you have.
There you go. We're talking to Matthew Lesko, everybody. He's the CEO and founder of Information USA. We've got to take a short break here, Matthew. When we come back, we're going to continue with your list, the top 10 dumb things people do when they're low on money. Stay tuned, everyone.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Billy the Brain. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain right here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You've helped make us the number one Positive Talk Radio show in the county, so thank you very much for that. My special guest is Matthew Lesko. He is the founder and CEO of Information USA, and he has just created a fun little list for Fun Friday. It's the 10 dumb things people do when they're low on money. We're going down the list, and Matthew, we'd gotten to number 7. Number 7, don't go to see a doctor because you lost your health insurance. That's one dumb thing that people do when they lose their job.
Because then they're going to have bills they're going to pay, and doctors and hospitals, you know, will send your bill to some buddy in Detroit who's going to break your kneecaps if you don't pay.
You
know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, there's so many free services. The data I've seen recently even shows that 25% of the people who are not covered for health insurance are already covered in an existing program. And this is not Obama's program, before we started Obama's program.
Wow.
And that's what upsets me. Now, the problem is it's, you know, a dozen places. So where do you start to find that? And I found the best place to start is your county. So Ventura County, just call, you know, what do you have, a county commissioner? Just when you don't know where to go, go to the top.
There you go. I love
it. Call the White House if you don't know where to go in the government. Their switchboard is good at handling that, because what they do, they get those questions all the time. So they're not going to give you an answer, but they know who has it. Otherwise, you know, you could go through and make your own 12 calls to try to find the right place. But start county, because every county has health programs. Then they'll know about your state health programs and who's eligible. And you have to be careful the local level. Most of this stuff is local level stuff, and the people themselves don't even know what's available. Like, I help people get coverage in my own county here, Montgomery County, which is one of the richest counties in the country.
Yes.
And I'll call 3 different offices and get 3 different answers to a question if you're eligible or not.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just how complicated the system is. So it takes effort. You bang on doors. And see, to me, somebody who's not healthy or whatever, they don't have the strength to do that. So that's why if you know somebody who has a problem, instead of just giving them the, you know, tell them go there if they're weak, particularly physically and whatever, you do that kind of work for somebody. I mean, that's a nice gift to give somebody. Yeah.
Absolutely, a generous act of kindness that you can do.
And you fight the bureaucrat, you know, and get them the help. And you're sometimes better at getting that help for somebody than, you know, the person themselves.
Yeah, we're talking to Matthew Lesko, everybody. Matthew, but you bring up a very good point in that conversation, and that is about the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
So many people are put off by this because they have to knock on 12 doors to get the straight answer, or ask the same question of 3 people and get 4 different answers, you know.
Yeah, well, try to get your cable changed.
Touche. Yeah. All right, that's a valid point there.
Yeah, I mean, but it's true, and that's why we're not trained. I mean, we're all so lazy, you know. And that's why you have to pick your battles. So the important ones, realize you have to go through that. You know, but they're important. Healthcare is important.
Nothing is more important.
Right. Pardon me?
Nothing is more important than your health.
Yeah. And so that's why I see what will happen. Some huckster on TV will say, just go make 1 phone call. I'll do it all and give me $5,000. You know?
All right, we're talking to Matthew Lesko, everybody, and we're reviewing his top 10 dumb things people do when they're low on money. We get to number 5, and this one intrigues me. Number 6, this one intrigues me quite a bit. Pay somebody to write a grant application if you are not a nonprofit. You mean to tell me I can get a grant if I'm not a nonprofit organization?
Yeah, actually, here's a couple issues in that grant thing. One, always remember, because there's so many people, like John McCain is using me in his ad now.
Really?
Yeah. I got about 4. I was at a news cycle there for about 4 days. I was all over. Apparently, the guy's running against, the Tea Party guy, used to be a spokesman for like one of the guys who talk about grants on TV. So what he did, he stole some of my videos from YouTube, put them on his commercial, and said, the guy's running it is like, let's go. Oh, you give me.
Oh, boy.
And me going all over there. So then the media picked up on that, and they want me to. They said, why don't you sue him? And I said, give lawyers money. I said, no, it's just rude. I mean, if he asked me, I would have said, that's fine. You're going to give me free airtime.
Right.
But the rudeness of people that they They just don't confront or treat other people like a human being, and that was my point on that. But anyway, the company used to work for was one of these grand companies you see that will charge you $1,000 to join something because they'll help you write you a grant.
Right.
Now, here is the flawed logic on all that. See, you could say, are grants complicated? Yes, probably so. Okay, then you'll need help. Okay, so then everyone could answer yes and that. Oh, then somebody's going to help me with a grant because it's going to be complicated. He's right here and he just wants $1,000. Okay, I'll give him $1,000. But that's the wrong question to ask. This is why I wear the question mark suit. It's asking the right question. 80% of the free money that the government gives out is not even called a grant.
Is that right?
It's not a grant. So it's going to be a 2-3-4 page application. That's it. Fill in the blanks. You know? See, so and the other thing, see, if you call up a government office asking for a grant, you know, some bureaucrat says on the phone, grant. No, we don't have any.
Because it's not a grant.
We got 10 other programs giving out free money, but we don't call them grants. So you asked the wrong question.
I see.
So that's the flaw then. Plus, if you are a nonprofit, see, most of the grants go to nonprofits.
Exactly.
And so if you are a nonprofit and need help writing a grant, you could get that for free. Like there's like here in Montgomery County, we give out money for people in the arts. You know, so if you're a dancer, writer, whatever, you get $5,000 or something. And that's a grant they give you. Well, they have a free course. They'll tell you how to write that thing.
And that's provided by the county. So
exactly.
We just can't contact our supervisors.
Right.
Oh, wow.
The guy giving out the money will tell you how to fill it out. That's who you want.
I agree. I love it. That's a great bit of advice right there. 80% of the money that is available today is not called a grant.
It's not called a grant.
Ah.
That's what we get. So that's why if you would come up to the street and ask, supposedly an expert about grants, and say, are grant applications complicated? Yes. So he said, well, then I'll need help. But no, you don't, because you probably won't even run into a grant application.
There you go. Boy, Matthew, I can't believe how quickly the time is moving. Oh, but we got to move on to number five. Okay. And this one is just as crazy to me as number six was, paying somebody to write your resume for you.
Yeah. And that, you go on Craigslist or Google. See, the biggest problem that I see is that you go on to Google, and that's all that stuff, the computer's great. I got an MBA in computers from back in the 70s, when we had computers, you remember these days.
Punch cards, man.
Right, exactly. I did. I was keying in punch cards. And so computers are great, but they handle quantity and not quality. So if you put in resume writing on Google, you're going to get maybe 1 million websites about people helping you write your resume.
Sure.
Or even if you go on Craigslist or somewhere that's free. I mean, everybody wants to sell you that. Now, again, your one-stop labor centers will do all this for free.
For free.
Yeah. Mm. But they're not advertising on the web, so you're never going to find them.
Mm.
That's the problem. The free stuff is not advertised, so you don't know about it.
Well, now, if somebody wants to learn more about where to find these hidden treasures that you're talking about, Matthew, where should they go?
Yeah, lesgo.com. I mean, I got a lot of free videos. You can watch a video of, like, the person from the One Stop. I mean, I go to and video these people. You don't have to trust me. I'm a huckster. Yeah. So what I do, I take a video camera, and I interview the bureaucrat who's giving out the money. So I have three, four people from One Stop that will sit there and tell you. Like, if you want to start a business, they have programs at the One Stop. You know, it varies by state, so every place is a little different. But that will give you money to live on while you start your business, and also training to be an entrepreneur.
Wow, now that's great.
I know. And you could see, now don't trust me, watch the person who's giving out the money do this. Tell you about this stuff.
And that's at lesko.com. You
right,
can find
L-E-S-K-O.
That. Lesko. Lesko, L-E-S-K-O.com. Let me ask you, speaking of the money for entrepreneurs, because we have a lot of people sitting at their desk right now at the office thinking, hey, I'd like to start my own business. How long does it take for you to get the funding approved for something like that?
It depends. You know, it's going to take a while. A few months you have to allow, at least minimum, maybe 6 months or whatever. But tell you the truth, I don't think you need it.
Is that
I think
right?
There are so many ways to start a business. Let's say if you lost your job as a broadcaster.
All right.
Well, I mean, He said, well, I want to start a radio station. Well, you know, that's going to be a couple of years in putting that deal together.
Sure.
Really want to? Yes. But to me, what would be better would be to be a freelance voiceover artist or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, who buys more of that than anybody else in the world is the government.
What a surprise.
Exactly. And there's people in the government that help you find out who's giving out those contracts. So, and then also other people, you're worried about taxes, you're worried about how you know, legal problems, all that is free. The business development centers, they'll hook you on to people on how to get contracts and everything. So to me, literally, with a phone and a desk and a website or business card, you're in business. That's all you need. Now you need a customer.
Right. Yeah. Very critical. All right. We're talking to Matthew Lesko, everybody. He's the CEO of Information USA. He's also the founder over there. His website is Lesko, L-E-S-K-O.com. Check it out. An invaluable resource for anybody who's looking to find free money from the government in all of its various shapes and forms. Matthew, before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you one final question, and that is about the question marks on your suit. How'd you come up with that idea?
Oh, something I always do my whole life, you know, as a kid, something. I didn't have the courage till I hit my 50s, you know. And I got 15 suits like this. I got a suit off the rack. I think there's a lady in Baltimore now who sews these on, and they're just wonderful. I have them on now. But I know you're not online.
I'm not online at the moment.
People who go, and you know, I'll wave. My cars have question marks on them. It's just fun, and I find because the more fun you have in life, the more you attract, you know, stuff that. It's fun.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's why we do Fun Friday here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I love it. Matthew, you're a wonderful guest. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you.
Take care.
Take care. Have a great weekend.